Hey guys, welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I want to talk to you guys about meeting other dyslexic moms and just some support and giving you guys a cheerleading if that's what you need to hear. So join me today as I talk about a story that just recently happened to me. So I was actually at the laundromat and I just started talking to one of the ladies. I don't even know how it started, honestly. I think we started talking about animals and I don't even remember. And then it started talking about essential oils and somehow we moved to our children, of course. And somehow we started talking about how my kids were dyslexic and must have started homeschooling. I don't even remember, guys, really. This what happens in my life. And this girl had mentioned that her son, I think she said third or fourth grade, is struggling because he's dyslexic and how she's just not getting the support that she needs. And, you know, she just feels really sad about the whole situation and how people around her call her, you know, kid. I don't want to say names, but more of like he's not going to succeed. And that really hurts her. And the schools are not very supportive. And she actually had a teacher tell her that her son was not smart enough to understand the concepts and that he was basically going to fail in life. And this is so, so sad. I mean, she had tears in her eyes as we talked. And I was like, your child is perfect and they just need a different way of learning. And we just talked about all the great things that he could do. He could just look at something and look at the box and just make it right there. He used his mind's eye and was able to make it like with Legos or whatever. And how he can do all these wonderful, amazing things. He just needs it in his way, the way he learns. And he's just not made for the typical classroom. And so I talked to her about my history of, you know, the whole thing, my whole span of dyslexic information, my daughter's struggles, my dad's struggles, my sibling struggles, my son's struggles, and other family member struggles, and how we have recognized it and how we've been able to, you know, change that. And, you know, I asked her, do you have another way to school him? And she was like, can you put him in a private school? And she said that she's been turned away from private schools because he's too far behind. Wow. How hard is that? You know, to basically be told that your child is so far behind that there's no hope for him. That is so heartbreaking. But I'm here to tell you that that's wrong. That's lies. And the fact that the school has not given this child the best abilities and helped them in his way of learning just goes to show you how it's important that we as parents make sure that our children have the right and the ability to thrive. And that might mean homeschooling. A lot of times that's what I feel like it means, especially if you don't live near a dyslexic school. And they're very far and few between. And not many parents can afford a tutor. You know, they can range, tutors, depending on where you live, can range from $50 to $150 an hour. And you need to have usually preferably at least 3 days a week to tutor. They say at least 3 days. You could get by with two if they're not very severe, but at least three. So that parent is going to come up with $150 to like $450 a week. That is really hard for a lot of parents. So that's why a lot of students go without if their parents cannot afford it. Or they don't know. Like, this lady didn't even know about Orton-Gilliam. She didn't know about these dyslexic resources. She didn't know about ear reading. She didn't know about all these different things that she could be given her child because nobody sat there and told her or talked to her. The school didn't even want to test him. They had to wait until he was older, probably in third or fourth grade, before they would even try. So the child is already technically behind when they get tested. And it's just a vicious cycle. And it's hard. And she talks about how this confidence is going away. And I told her about how my daughter's confidence, as soon as she realized in second grade she was different, the light went out in her eyes for a while. Her confidence, her self-worth, her self-empathy, her self everything was I'm less than because I can't think typically. And that's what the world may try to tell your child, but I'm telling you right here, right now, that's a lie. Okay? There's nothing wrong with your child. Guess what? There's nothing wrong with you if you have dyslexia. I try to give encouragement because I see the beauty behind the dyslexic mind. I understand how important the dyslexic mind is. And that's what we should be sharing and giving hope. And I'm on a dyslexic adult page. And so many adults are so sad, frustrated, and hurt by their dyslexia. And they get so mad when people say, oh, dyslexia is my superpower or dyslexia helps me. And I think it's because in this typical world, they don't know how to utilize their dyslexia best. They don't know how to advocate for themselves and say, you know what? I may not be able to do that very well, but look at all of these amazing things I can do. And I get it. I get their frustrations. I get not being able to speak clearly or not being able to use my words effectively. For me, it's math and numbers, and I do have a speech problem and I have a memory problem, and I have all of those, right? And that's okay because I recognize them. I'm glad I recognize them now. I didn't recognize them before, and I think that's the difference is now I'm able to say, oh, okay, the reason I'm having trouble with this is because of my dyslexia. But guess what? I have these tools that I can try to do better. I'm not going to be perfect, and that's okay because no one is perfect. No one in this world is perfect. And I think that that's what we forget. And sometimes I think a lot of the issue comes from social media because we see everybody's lives and how perfect they are. And, you know, but you don't see their struggle. And everybody struggles, even typical thinkers struggle. Everybody struggles. So it's okay that you have a struggling day or you have a day you can't do something right or, you know, your kid keeps messing up. During the laundromat conversation, another lady came in and she was like, what? Mike's son has, you know, these problems and these problems. And I was like, wow, sounds like you have an engineer on your hand. And she's like, yeah, he could build it. And I was like, that's fantastic. I was like, you need to be helping him through that. Don't tell him no. Don't try to stop that. Use the mind's eye. Help them reach that goal. And that's the problem is we're trying to fit all of us non-typical thinkers. What is the saying? Like you're trying to fit a square peg in a circle hole or something like that? It's like, why are we trying to teach these kids to memorize facts, regurgitate it on a test to say that they're smart? That is not smart. That is being able to memorize and copy that from memory. That is not true learning or true education. That is not creativity. That is not learning. We need to be teaching our kids differently. We need to be telling them, okay, guys, how do you see this? Let's have a conversation. Let them ask why 1,000 times a day, no matter how annoying it gets. And let me tell you, it doesn't go away when they're 17, okay? It does not go away when they're old enough. I do it too. Honestly, I'm going to tell you guys, I do it too. I do it to myself. Why does this happen? Why does this work the way it does? How did this happen? Where did this come from? I go through those 1,000 times a day. Half the time, the things that we learn during the day, not going to lie, kids will be like, well, why did that happen? Or how did that happen? Or when did that happen? Or how did that come apart? And we sit there and we figure it out and we learn. Education is about the ability to get the information, to figure it out, to learn to solve a problem, not just a book and writing it down. Okay, guys? And I can go on and on about this subject because it's both disheartening and hopeful for me. It's disheartening because so many people, so many teachers, and so many schools lack the empathy and the will to want to help. Now, not all teachers are bad, okay? I know that. I know some amazing, wonderful, beautiful teachers that do want to help our students thrive, but they're far and few beyond, okay? They're a rare gem, and those ones are just amazing. We need more of them. We need them not just in our kids' classrooms, but we need them over the education system. And not bureaucratic people up there who only look at turning a dime and, you know, getting this and that in the book instead of letting the teacher do their job, okay? I'm not mad at the teachers. Not all teachers, I would say. Some teachers are there for all of the wrong reasons, and some don't really care. All right, I'm just going to straight up say it because I've met many, many of them during my years. But it's also hopeful to me because we are in this day of age of technology. We can have those conversations with people across the pond or somewhere across the halfway across the country. We can get together and say, this is what's working. This is not what's working. Here's this information. Here's that information. I'm hopeful that our kids have a brighter future with technology because they can ear read. They can watch science being done on YouTube. They can get their hands dirty. There's just so many ways we can help our kids be who they were made to be and support them along and give them high fives when they figure something out, no matter how big or how small it is. And we can allow them to ask questions and inquire. We can allow them to use the dyslexic brain to just capitalize on it. That's what we need to do. We need to help our kids capitalize on their strengths while we're helping support their weaknesses. That's what we need to do. So today, just know that dyslexia does not mean you're broken. It does not mean you're broken at all. If anything, I feel like it means that you're more perfect. You just have to figure out how to use the tool. So I will continue to share information about our dyslexia journey, some resources that we use, and some other insight. But for today, I just wanted to say that, you know, we need to talk with each other as parents. We need to support, we need to uplift, and we need to encourage. I hope you guys have a wonderful day today. And please do not forget to like and subscribe to my podcast and head down to the YouTube channel, Not Bound, for more all over the place information about our homestead, about dyslexia, and about life in general. Have a great day and be blessed and start planting. All right, guys. Bye.